back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the Biden administration announced, I should say they let leak yesterday, that they are going to significantly increase sanctions against Iran for anybody who supplies them with missile parts, drone parts, and any aid for their shipments of oil to China, which are in violation of the embargo against them. What is all this about? Why is it good? Why, in my judgment, will it avert a war rather than cause a war? And here's the reason. Iran is isolated. Iran is the only majority Shiite nation. In Islam, there's Shiites and Sunnis. 90% of the Muslims in the world are Sunnis. 10% are Shiites. And Iran is action central for Shiites. There are Shiites in Hezbollah in Lebanon, and there are Shiites who attack the West and attack Israel. But the Sunnis, lately, some of them, not all of them, certainly not Afghanistan, Pakistan, elsewhere. But the United Arab Emirates, for instance, joined the Abraham Accords and has opened an embassy in Tel Aviv and is friendly to the United States. Kuwait is friendly to the United States. Bahrain is friendly to the United States. When I was in the Navy, they were looking for people to staff a ship in Bahrain, and I was one of the ones that they talked to about. I said, fine, if you want me to go there, and they didn't ultimately need an ops officer, and so I didn't go, but Bahrain is friendly to the United States. Actually, Sudan and Morocco, Sunni countries have joined the Abraham Accords. And I think, frankly, Chainsaw Charlie, the crown prince in Saudi Arabia, hasn't joined the Accords, but he has permitted Israeli airlines to go over Saudi space. So a lot of these countries are becoming a lot friendlier to the West and a lot friendlier in some respects to Israel, or at least more tolerant, but not Iran. And the Sunni nations are afraid of Iran. Iran is supporting in Yemen, the insurgents. They've bombed, they've fired rockets into Saudi Arabia. So we have some leeway in Iran, but they are developing nuclear weapons, and they have just announced that they have purified uranium, in other words, extracted the 235 isotope for nuclear weapons to 60%, enriched it. And they say they can enrich it to 90%, which would then be a nuclear weapon. We can't let that happen. But of more immediate interest is that they are developing much more precise missiles and drones. They could direct a missile to a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Gulf and kill 5,000 people. You know, there are 5,000 crew on our aircraft carriers. 5,000 people. It's like a little city. Mayor, the captain is like a mayor in a sense of the city, except he's the captain. I've been on an aircraft carrier, not stationed on it, but gone onto it. And it's amazing. It's a floating little town. You can't have that. You can't have an unstable, be like having the Taliban have a missile that could take out a Navy ship. And you cannot have them with missiles that can take out Israeli cities, because the Israelis have nuclear weapons and they will retaliate. So the only way to avert war is to squeeze them so badly that they are deterred from doing it because of the pain of the sanctions. And there's some indication that it works. The new guy that just got elected, the head of the country is Ayatollah Khomeini, a religious guy, but the secular guy under him, and he's not really secular, is a Shiite theocracy, is very right-wing, hates the United States, hates the West. The outgoing guy said, you know, we should have been back in those accords. Now that Trump is out and Biden's willing to go back in, we should ratchet this down and not be emphasizing these weapons and go on to other things. Basically, that was his message, because nobody's listening to him. That's why we got to squeeze him. So what Biden is doing is a very good thing. I mean, we could go in there tomorrow and bomb these guys, but that would start a war. We do not want war. We want peace. We want every Islamic country in the world to join the Abraham Accords. And I would make that right up front a condition of all discussions and all of our ambassadors in all these countries, even ones where it seems improbable, even Pakistan, even Saudi Arabia. I don't care what they believe. They outlaw Christianity in Saudi Arabia. They genocide Christians in some areas in Africa and the Middle East. Got to stop that. You got to stop that with military means if necessary. You have to tell these guys, let's get real here. Let's get into the 21st century, guys. I don't care what you believe. We are a secular government and a secular culture in the West. We're secular. We don't care what people believe. Let's just get on with business. Let's just found businesses. Let's hire people. Let's make money. Let's produce goods. Let's get along. Let's knock it off and knock it off big time immediately. Islam means submission. That's the word. Islam is submission in Arabic, and jihad is struggle. There's an imperative to struggle and force your neighbors to be submissive to Islam. That's the nature of the religion. It's part struggle. The more, you know, the more enlightened Muslims stay away from violence and so forth. They're very good neighbors, very good people, a lot of them in this country. But there is a jihadist vanguard, and Iran is right there. They hate the West. They routinely march in the streets shouting, "Down with America." If you talk to them individually, all the word is a lot of them don't believe it. They like America. They like the West. Very talented people. I've talked to people, including one physician who worked in Iran when the Shah was there before the fundamentalists took over. He said it was a terrific place. It'll be a terrific place again. Be a terrific place again. But let's appeal to economics. And that's, you know, carrot and stick. If you are going to continue to bomb our friends over there, if you're going to continue to fund Hezbollah, and you're going to continue to fund Hamas to bomb Israel, you're going to bomb our ships. You are going to continue to bomb Saudi Arabia through Yemen. You're just going to continue to do that. And they are allied with us in some respects on military matters. And that ain't happening. That ain't happening. So any no-goodniks who supply them with missile parts, drone parts, guidance systems are going to get heavily sanctioned. And the next step is their oil to China. China busts the general consensus to sanction this country. Well, there are ways of sanctioning their shipments of oil to China. This is a very, very deep issue. A lot of people will look at this thing in this country and say, well, you know, why are we interfering and all that? The reason we're interfering, and we don't want to interfere militarily, is because if they develop a nuclear weapon that they can launch, or these missiles, and take out our aircraft carriers with 5,000 men and women on it, that is not going to happen. And there's two ways of making that not happen. And that is to bomb Iran into rubble, which we don't want. They're human beings, and we don't want to start a war. That will bring in China and bring in other countries. Or secondly, squeeze them real hard until the so-called moderates get back into power and say, all right, look, we have no medicine, we have no food, we're an international pariah, we are not going to continue to attack America, and we're not going to continue to attack American allies. So that's what you have. Biden is exactly the right guy to be in charge right now. If one of these other characters, one of these right-wing nuts in the Republican Party, or some left-wing nut on the fringe of the Democratic Party were in there now, I do not know what would happen. But Joe Biden was elected to the Senate in 1972. He served in the Senate continuously till 2008, where he became vice president, and then he was still president of the Senate. Could break ties. And then he was out when Barack Obama's term expired. He was out a couple of years, and now he's back in as president of the United States. Thank goodness. Keep an eye on Iran, but a lot of what's going to be done over there economically is absolutely necessary. It's being done to deter military intervention. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.